the principles of leadership and of recruiting. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. Guys, as you know, one of the things that I love about this podcast, about this industry, is the way that it has changed my life. And I do this to give back so that others can have some of those experiences in their lives too. And so one of the things that I truly, truly love about this podcast is that I'm not a theorist. I'm in the trenches doing this at a high level, doing this every day and sharing with you what is real, what is raw, what is relevant. I actually had several conversations with people that were inquiring about coaching or actual coaching clients this week, which my coaching business is thriving. So thank you for your support. Really, really appreciate it. And what is really cool is to see all of them winning. One of the things that I was brought to my attention in some of these conversations was that, Matt, thank you for the value that you give. You give away more value for free than I paid for in my previous coaching relationship, at my previous company, and my previous training thing that I paid for. And I'm really, really glad that people acknowledge that, because that's one of the reasons that I do what I do. I just want people to win. I want you to win. And the things I share are real, are raw, are relevant, and they're from the trenches, proven and tested. And so today, I've got 14 coaching calls today with some amazing coaching clients. I'm prepping for a mastermind at my lake house that kicks off tomorrow. 2 days intense, intimate, in-depth mastermind with 20 top business leaders that are flying in from all over the country to my personal lake house to mastermind together. And as I was just prepping for all of this, I just wanted to stay true to the brand, and I wanted to share what's real, what's raw, what's actually working. And so today I'm going to break down something with you that I just, as I was going through the archives and things that I believe most, if not all of those that are winning, have in common. And so those are the principles of leadership and of recruiting. Team leaders, agents, anyone that wants to be successful in business, hear me when I say this. Your leadership is a direct reflection of the success you will or will not have. And there can be people that say, well, I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. Everyone is a leader to someone in their life. And so as I was going through and prepping for this mastermind, everything led me back to leadership. And so today I'm going to go in depth on, I'm going to go rapid fire with you. I'm not going to go in depth. I take that back. I'm going to go rapid fire on 50 principles of recruiting and of leadership. Because here's what I believe. Recruiting solves all problems, and the speed of the leader determines the pace of the pack. So if you get recruiting dialed in and you focus on your leadership, that's what it takes to win. No other shiny objects required. You get those two things done, you can win. And so let me kind of go, let's start overarching as I go through these. And again, I'm going to go rapid fire on these. I'll go in depth on a couple, but some of these are what we're going to unpack at this mastermind. So, all right. So here's what I believe is that too many people have goals. If you follow me, you know, we talk about goals a lot, and we talk about goals up here. And it's something we want to achieve. Goals are a good idea, but a commitment, that is defined one way and one way only. That's by the result. And so where do you have goals in your life that should be commitments? And are you staying committed to those commitments? The only reason you don't make choices and or take action for anything in your life is because you lack principles that you are committed to. If you define your unwavering principles and you go at them unwavering, you can't lose. And I think where I'm thinking out loud in this podcast is, as I was prepping for this mastermind, I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to have everything dialed in, and I wanted to be able to go into detail of what it is that's winning and what's real, what's relevant. And everything led me back to leadership. And it was really, really hard to explain, because it was principles of leadership that I've applied here, that this coaching client applied there, that I've applied in this business or that business, that has really moved the needle substantially. And what's crazy is, not only do I see the consistent flow of people that are winning have these in common, but also the people that are struggling are the ones that are avoiding these things. And so without further ado, let's dive in. Number one, it's not how you say hello, it's how you say goodbye. How you exit people in your organization is everything. You better leave on good terms. Make sure that you leave everybody on good terms. Stay principle focused, not personality. What they did is irrelevant. How you handle it is everything. Number two, sore losers stay losers. Sore losers stay losers. So when you don't get the recruit, or they choose someone else, or the deal falls apart, you can choose to play the victim and say to be a loser, or you can ask yourself, where was the lesson in this? All right, so I wanna go back to number one, actually. It's not how you say hello, it's how you say goodbye. And I think a lot of people are like, well, how's that number one? Well, if you allow your emotions to control how you react when people leave, like, it's gonna not only affect the ability for that person to come back to your organization, that client to wanna do business with you, that client to wanna send referrals to you, but also, what about, let's talk about leadership for a minute. Let's say that you allow someone, you exit someone from your organization and you don't do it properly. You think your agents are watching? Of course they are. You have to be the lighthouse in the calm and the storm as a leader. Stop being a helper, stop being an entertainer, and start being a leader. Number three, recruiting is a long escrow. It takes 14 contacts on average in some way, shape, or form before a licensed agent makes a move. It's a long escrow. Number four, no one believes what they are told to believe. No one believes what they are told. They believe what they experience. Create an experience of what it's going to be like when they join before they join. Create an experience of what it's going to be like when they join before they join. That's the secret to recruiting. Become more valuable than their current leader. So one of two things happens over time. They choose you because they see value, or something happens at their current brokerage and you're the next natural choice. I tell my coaching clients this all the time. How many recruits are you in second place with? That is your pending. That is your pipeline of who's going to join you next. Just be in second place. Let's see. Everyone wants to buy, but no one wants to be sold. How's that for a principle? Everyone wants to buy, no one wants to be sold. Number six, you can't change what you don't own. The simple principle of personal responsibility you must operate by to support the work that you are doing. Personal responsibility is a human superpower. If there's something in your life you don't like, there's something in your business you don't like, as soon as, if you don't own it, and you start playing and falling for this victim bullshit, you can't change it. The world has enough victims. You have to step up and be the hero to your own story. Nobody's coming to save you. If you want to change it, the first step, look in the mirror, it's on me. Accept it and own it, because you cannot change what you do not own. Number seven, people who join you because of money will leave you because of money. There has never been enough money in a relationship to keep your relationship together. This is a simple principle of how they join you is how they will leave you. Well, come join me because we have more leads. Guess what they're going to leave you for? Someone else has the next new shiny lead. Come join me. We'll pay you more split. Guess what they're going to leave you for? The next shiny split. It's about relationships. It's about building cultures. It's about building standards and helping people become the best version of themselves. That's where true growth comes. So people who join you because of money will leave you because of money. Number eight, self-discovery is the highest form of human persuasion. The number one way to get a human being to make a choice, make a change, or move into higher productivity. Telling is not selling. Start asking. It's all about what you ask. Number nine, this is a big one. Recruiting solves all problems, period. There's not a problem in your business right now that recruiting won't solve. I don't care if you're an agent, you're a broker, you're a team leader, it doesn't matter. You recruit more buyers, recruit more sellers, it solves your problem. You recruit more agents, it solves your problem. You have an activity problem, recruit more agents with new activity. You have a productivity or a skill gap, recruit more people that have higher skills. Solves every problem in the discussion. Number 10, talk about what keeps your audience up at night, not what you think sounds cool or good. Message to market match is huge. Talking about like leadership and recruiting, talk about what they're struggling with. What keeps them up at night? Do you have a pulse? And that's what you talk about. That's what you provide value around. Don't, it doesn't always have to be sound cool or be the next cool topic. Meet them where they are. Makes a big difference. Number 11, my crappy consistent action will outperform your inconsistent perfect action. Let's say that again. My crappy consistent action will outperform your inconsistent perfect action. It doesn't have to be perfect. It needs to be consistent. Accountability and acknowledgement will always outperform training. That's a big one. As I go back and look at why we are having our best year ever, we are having our best month, like we had our best month ever 2 months ago, and now we're very, very close to beating that, doubling September this year versus last year. More pendings right now than we've ever had in the month of September. Accountability and acknowledgement will always outperform training every single time. Number 13, everyone wants to be heard. They want to feel they have input, even if they don't get what they want. They're looking for an answer either way. And most importantly, they want to know they were heard. If you don't have an organization of feedback loops, you're missing the beat. You've got to have a safe environment. They don't have to get their way, but they need to be heard. Number 14, we don't talk about the competition. We acknowledge and compliment them when appropriate and ask our prospects what they like so much about that company. So when you're making a recruiting call, don't talk trash on that competition. Don't talk trash on the competition that they work for or another competitor in your marketplace. Take the high road, it's never crowded. Number 15, look at your business as if you're a bank. You must make deposits in the business relationship equity account so that when you go to make a withdrawal, you've built trust and given massive value. So there's enough there for you to withdraw. Number 16, the voice of those around you supporting what you believe in, what you want. Let me say it again. The voice of those around you supporting what you believe is so important. As a matter of fact, it's 10 times more powerful than your voice. Meaning, how can I say the same thing differently, or better said differently would be, how can I get my agents to say the same things that I want to say because their voice is 10 times louder than mine? 17, no one cares about your stops or your revenue share. I'm with eXp. You guys know it. That doesn't bring people in. It really doesn't. They care about a lifestyle. So tell a story about true things in your life that your audience desires or they want to experience as a result of the benefits of the company. Number 18, copywriting is required. It is an important skill set. Learn how to copyright. 19, empathy and understanding human behavior is your number one most important skill set. Empathy and understanding human behavior is number one. Number 20, quitting on a recruiting call or a prospecting call before professionally handing 3 objections is a hang up and a wasted call. I believe we hang up on more clients and leads than they hang up on us. Stop hanging up on people. 21, people still answer the phone. Use it. Don't avoid it. 22, if you follow the process, that the recruiting process, here's what will happen if you follow it. 1 out of 5 people will say yes to a meeting. These are John Sheplock numbers, by the way. If you follow the recruiting process that he teaches and coaches, that I teach and coach, 1 out of 5 will say yes. 50% will no show or reschedule. 25% of those that you meet will join you. So that's the numbers. 1 out of 5 will say yes. 50% of those will reschedule or no show. And 25% of those you meet with will join you. Number 23. So that's for recruiting. existing agents. As you guys know, I have the recruiting funnels, but we do it a little differently, and our numbers are slightly different. It takes more people at the top of the funnel, but our conversion rates are a little higher once they get to a certain point. So, importance of that is know your numbers. Let's see, 23, video is an option. It's not an option, it's required. If you're not doing video, you're getting left behind. And what I've heard now, more recently, is copy is even more powerful than video at times. So make sure you're focusing on your copy and you're doing video. Number 24, I'm not techie is a BS excuse. If you don't understand the tech, hire someone that does. You need some sort of tech, right? 25, grandstand your victories with class and a story that inspires and connects with others. Not bragging if you tell a story. People need inspired. Be that inspiration. I stole this from someone. Facebook Live is for winners. Static video is for action takers. No video is for smoke blowers and avoiders. 27, 95% of your target audience is indifferent to any conversation about changing companies. 5% of your audience will consider a one-size-fits-all conversation message won't work. 95%, the 95-5 rule, 95% of your target audience is indifferent to any conversation about changing companies. Only 5% are in the consideration stage. Are you focused on the 5% or the 95 in your marketing? Do you know who you're talking to on the phone? You can't have a blanket one-size-fits-all message. 28, follow the principles of prospecting, converting buyers and sellers in your recruiting strategy, and you will win. I say this all the time. Recruiting isn't complicated. Recreate all the things that you created in your buyer and seller business. Change the word buyer or seller to agent. The same exact thing. Same exact strategy, and you will win. 29, your prospects either want time or money. Find out which one. This is recruiting. You want more time or more money? This is retention for your current agents. You want more time and more money? Number 30, invest as much money as a ratio of revenues on your recruiting as you do your sales business. If I were to ask you how much time, energy, effort, money, resources do you spend on chasing your next commission, what is that percentage? Now, if I asked you how much energy, effort, time, money, resources as a percentage do you spend in getting your next recruit? What is that ratio? Most people, if they're honest, are 95% the next transaction, maybe 5% recruiting. I think that ratio needs to be a little more balanced. 31, this is the big one. Write this one down. The heart chooses and the mind justifies. You want to lead people. You want to be great at sales. You want to be a great leader. You want to recruit. You have to understand that emotion creates motion. Stop talking to a logical brain. Realize the heart chooses, the mind justifies. 32, if we go after the informal leader of an organization who, if recruited, will bring over a group of agents, it could change everything. So be intentional when you're recruiting. Who are the informal leaders of that organization? And if I bring them over, will they bring a group with them? We need some influencers. 33, we don't wait for objections. We handle them in advance. Heard that one before. There are three parts to recruiting: philosophy, methodology, and technology. Make sure you have all three parts. 35, recruiting is an inside job. You must have an attractive environment, not just stuff. Recruiting is an inside out job. You must have an attractive environment, not just stuff. Do you have a proven track record of success? Do you have a great culture? Do you have standards? Are there people winning? Is the environment attractive? 36, people are attracted to commitment and discipline. Get and stay healthy. For some people, that's the one thing that can change everything. 37, the only reason you are not successful in recruiting is because you are not constantly mastering your craft. Here's what I had this conversation with a team leader recently. I'm like, how much time did it take for you to become great at sales? Oh, it took years. I said, okay, great. And now you're expecting in week one, you're going to be great at recruiting. It's a different skill set. The cool part is you've already learned a lot of the basics and the fundamentals, but you got to realize you got to fall on your face to learn. Like, that's part of it. So you got to be constantly mastering your craft. And the way you do that is through action. 38, Knowing how to recruit is not enough. You must be ruthlessly committed to taking action every day. Action wins. Pretty simple. 39, how you run any meeting, meetup, interview, or Zoom is how you are defined. Your meetings matter. Be intentional. 40, without accountability in relationships, you will lose connectivity. Accountability is the highest form of love you can show an individual. You need to create an environment of accountability being a good thing. Number 41, we don't go to conversion in the first interview. You will dramatically increase the likelihood of being ghosted after the interview. I like to describe this as don't go for the kiss on the first date. You got a date before you marry. And so you have to provide value over a period of time. Number 42, trust equals capacity. Here's a big one. Leaders, are you struggling right now with capacity? Oh, I'm just wearing too many hats. Yep. I was there. I get it. I didn't have enough leadership that I could trust to take that capacity. The more trust I build with my leadership team, the more trust I build with my agents, and it started with me first, the more capacity I started to get. Same will happen for you. Trust equals capacity. 43, the more you are trying to control means the more you are operating, leading in fear. Scarcity leadership does not work. You have to lead to abundance. Stop controlling. That means that you are fearful. Number 44, tweakers are just lazy people looking for a shortcut. Stop tweaking. Don't be a tweaker. 45, no one wants to be feature dumped. Oh, well, you don't understand. I have all these things. I have all these shiny objects. It really, in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter. I would say 90%+ of agents we recruit to our organization don't know what our splits are because it doesn't matter. It's not about the splits. Stop feature dumping. They don't know how many leads. Well, how many leads per month do I get? They don't know because they don't care. There's an abundance of opportunity. And look around. Look at all the proven track records. You want to be, would your life be better if you hung around people that are selling this much real estate? Yep. Okay, great. Cool. When are you going to join us? Stop feature dumping. It's not about you and your shiny objects. It's about them and the results they can have in their life and their family. 46, treat your recruiting prospect list as if they are already on your roster of agents you currently lead. Say that again. This is a big one. Treat your recruiting prospect list as if they are already on your roster of agents you currently lead. Be a better leader than their current leader. 47, people don't join a model split or revenue share. They join competency and relevancy of leadership. Always comes back to the leader. 48, it's easier to get high quality people to join you than it is to get them to stay with you. Have a retention program. I tell my coaching clients this, the recruiting solves all problems. The first line of recruiting is retention. What is your retention plan for the people you want to keep? Number 49, there are three types of agents and three types of leaders. There are dependent, independent, and interdependent agents. You should have a roster list of all your agents and know which ones they are. If you have a bunch of dependent agents, you got a problem. A bunch of independent agents, you got a problem. The majority of them are interdependent, you're good. Number 50, marketing magnetism and agent attraction is not the next coolest gadget. It's listening to your audience and knowing what they need right now. Internalize these, live by them, own them, and constantly revisit these 50 principles. I hope this is helpful today. I know it's a little bit different, but again, this is what's top of mind for me. These types of things are what's winning. People that are recruiting, people that are leading at the highest level, this is the answer. So I share this because I want you to win. I hope these 50 tips helped you, 50 principles helped you in your business. I appreciate all the support, appreciate all the love. Keep reaching out and sharing. Share with me what you want to hear, what you like most, so I can continue giving you the content you want to hear. I take that back. Not what you want to hear, what you need to hear. Content that makes a difference in your life, because that's why I do this. And as always, share this with a friend. This movement continues to grow. I truly appreciate it. I'd be willing to bet next week we have a recap of the amazing mastermind event, Built for More Mastermind, that we are having at my personal lake house this Friday and Saturday. So stay tuned for more information. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Talk to you next week.